When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Sunny skies overhead right now here in downtown Crookston. Our temperature is 55 degrees here at noontime news time, with the winds out of the northwest at 3 miles per hour. The humidity has dropped throughout the day down to 63%. Our barometric pressure is up to 30.19 inches. Looking ahead to the rest of today, sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s and north winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, we'll see mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-30s, with north winds up to 10 miles per hour. Don't forget, coming up this afternoon as well, we have Crookston Pirates softball as they host Bagley. Riverview Elf pregame show starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon with a 4:30 first pitch. And of course, we'll have it for you right here on KROX. But right now, it is time for the Noontime News, and with today's edition of the Noontime News, here's Chris Fee.
Well, taking a look at our world, the national news headlines at this hour. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. An American man who was excited to be in Sri Lanka for his job with an international education company was among those killed in the Easter blast. Dieter Kowalski's family in Madison, Wisconsin, was notified of his death on Sunday. His mother, Inga Kowalski, says she's working with the embassy to bring her son's body back to the U.S. Kowalski lived in Denver and worked for the company Pearson. At least 290 people died and 500 were injured in the 9-bomb blasts. The financial condition of the government's bedrock retirement programs for middle and working class Americans remains shaky, with Medicare pointed toward insolvency by 2026. That's the word from the latest report by the government's overseers of Medicare and Social Security. It paints a sobering picture of the programs through its relatively unchanged from last year's update. Social Security would become insolvent in 2035, 1 year later than previously estimated. President Donald Trump says 2012 presidential candidate Herman Cain has withdrawn from consideration for a seat on the Federal Reserve's board amid a focus on past scandals. Cain is a former CEO of Godfather's Pizza who dropped out of the presidential race amid allegations of sexual harassment and infidelity. The issues surfaced after Trump said he intended to nominate Cain to the central bank's board of governors. SpaceX has suffered a serious setback in its efforts to launch NASA astronauts into orbit this year. Over the weekend, the Dragon crew capsule that flew to the International Space Station last month ended up in smoke and flames on an engine test stand. SpaceX says it was testing the Dragon's abort thrusters at Cape Canaveral, Florida, when Saturday's accident occurred. NASA says it's too early to revise target launch dates. The Supreme Court will decide whether the Maine federal civil rights law that prohibits employment discrimination applies to LGBT people. The justices say today they will hear cases involving people who claim they were fired because of their sexual orientation. That's a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, taking a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies, a beautiful 57 degrees, a northwest wind of 3 miles an hour. The barometric pressure is at 30.19 inches, humidity is at 59%. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 57 degrees. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. Sunny skies are expected, highs in the mid-60s, north winds of 5 to 15. Then tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s, north winds up to 10 miles an hour. Forecast looks pretty good, possibly reaching 70 on Wednesday. But then for the weekend, it's going to cool down, and we have a pretty good shot of rain Friday night into Saturday as well, with highs only getting into the 40s and maybe even the low 50s Saturday and Sunday. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the noontime news. So what we're trying to tell you, enjoy the week, because the weekend could be quite a bit different. Not as nice and cold and rainy. Sunny skies, 57 right now in downtown Crookston. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Administrative Professionals Week is April 22nd through the 26th. Your administrative professional is a hardworking, vital part of your team. Give them the recognition they deserve with fresh flower arrangements, blooming plants, or balloon bouquets from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Gift certificates are also available. Call 281-4419 today and place your order with delivery around town and around the world. Montague's Flower Shop, located at 114 North Main Street in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
A look at our state news. State lawmakers return from the Easter Passover break tomorrow. They have until May 20th to come to an agreement on the state budget, and Governor Tim Walz says Minnesotans are counting on them to
come up with a state budget that invests in the future, invests in education, health care, and the prosperity of our communities, finish that work by the 20th, and then go out and enact it. So that's my hope. I feel confident that we're there.
How they get it done remains to be seen, as the governor and Senate Republicans remain far apart on the bottom lines for education, transportation, health care, and taxes, with less than a month remaining in the session. One of the key issues waiting for state lawmakers when they return from the Easter Passover break tomorrow is election security. The state is entitled to $6.6 million from the federal government to bolster election security, but Senate Republicans have approved only a portion of the funding. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon says,
looks to me like pure politics, and it's a dangerous game that they're playing, because every day that we don't have that money, like every other state in America has that money, is a day that it makes it harder for us to keep our system safe for the upcoming 2020 election.
Republicans say they are committed to approving the full amount once there has been extensive vetting. Simon contends that has already happened and there is no reason to delay. Minnesota officials are working to tally the cost of damage by the winter storm earlier this month.
Governor Tim Walz expects the assessment to take some time. That's after a powerful storm brought ice, snow, and wind hammering down on parts of southern Minnesota. Officials already estimate more than 2,000 utility poles were damaged and 15,000 homes and businesses were left without power. Most of that power has been restored. Governor Walz says when a thorough report of damage is completed, he does plan to seek federal disaster aid. The threshold for federal help is at least $8 million in damage. J.W. Cox, MNN.
Two more police departments in southern Minnesota are getting officers to wear body cameras. The Le Sueur City Council already has approved purchasing them, and on Monday we'll hear public comment about how the cameras will be used. And the reports say the city's police department hopes to begin using the cameras by year's end. The New Ulm Police Department has already heard from the public and ordered the cameras. Officers expect to start using them this spring or summer. Minnesota farmers are sketching proposals to save small dairies during a sustained slump in milk prices. Farmers recently gathered in Greenwald to voice concerns about the loss of small dairies, which face higher milk production costs. Former University of Minnesota professor Dick Levins proposed addressing the operating cost imbalance between small and large dairies with legislation that would make emergency federal payments to farmers based on production costs. A 70-year-old St. Paul man was rescued from his burning home by two of his neighbors who were working outside when the house exploded and burst into flames. Israel Melendez and Paul Warner told reporters they were working on a truck about 2 p.m. Saturday when they heard the loud boom. They saw flames and debris falling around the house owned by Michael Schultz. Melendez broke through a window and, with the help of Warner, moved him to safety. And Rochester officials are hoping that new energy-efficient buildings taking shape in downtown will become the standard for construction as the city sees growth under its taxpayer-subsidized economic development plan. Officials are looking to buildings such as One Discovery Square to lead the way in incorporating environmental sustainability into the design. The building's green features are part of the plan that aims to grow the city while reducing its energy use. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Administrative Professionals Week is April 22nd through the 26th. Your administrative professional is a hardworking, vital part of your team. Give them the recognition they deserve with fresh flower arrangements, blooming plants, or balloon bouquets from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Gift certificates are also available. Call 281-4419 today and place your order with delivery around town and around the world. Montague's Flower Shop, located at 114 North Main Street in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Now taking a look at the sports scene from over the weekend on Friday, UMC baseball. They beat number 5-ranked St. Cloud State by a score of 5-3. Twins baseball, they were postponed. They were supposed to play Baltimore. That was a doubleheader instead on Saturday. College softball, Minnesota State Mankato beat UMC 8-0 and 2-0. On Saturday, St. Cloud State, I think they awoke the beast, UMC did, because St. Cloud State beat up on UMC 9-0 and 12-2. You heard the first game right here on KROX, but St. Cloud State, their pitching was fantastic, and they were hitting the cover off the ball on Saturday. Twins baseball, speaking of hitting the cover off the ball, the Twins did that. They beat Baltimore 6-5 in the first game of the doubleheader, and then had, five home runs, I think it might have been more than that. They beat the Orioles 16-7 in Game 2. And then college softball, Concordia St. Paul beat UMC 7-5 and 14-4. And the Twins completed the sweep of Baltimore on Sunday. They beat the Orioles 4-3. Kyle Gibson pitched 6 sharp innings. And Willens Astudillo drove in 2 runs as the Twins beat the Orioles. And they have 11 home runs in the doubleheader on Saturday. They did not hit a home run yesterday. Now, let's see what else we have on the sports scene for today. Pirates softball, they host the Bagley Flyers. 4 o'clock will be the pregame show. 4:30 will be the first pitch from Donnie Loftfield. You can hear it right here on KROX. Should be a beautiful afternoon for softball. Twins baseball, they're at Houston tonight. 6:30 the pregame, 7:10 the first pitch. Boys golf, they're at the Detroit Lakes Invitational at 3 o'clock today at Lakeview Golf Course. JV at boys golf, they were supposed to be at Thief River Falls, but that was postponed. And women's golf, UMC is at a duel with Minnesota State Moorhead at the Meadows Golf Course at 12:30. We've also had a couple changes to the schedule as of now. Pirate Baseball on Thursday was supposed to play Fauston. Fauston, the only date they could play Lake Park Audubon was on Thursday. Lake Park Audubon is in their subsection, and so they have to get that game in. So it looks like Crookston won't be playing Fauston this year in baseball. So Thursday's game is looks like it's canceled for now. But the Pirates will be making up some of their postponements, and we'll have more on that available probably tomorrow. But the Pirates will play Thief River Falls. They will play the last game of the Jim Karn Classic. They'll play Thief River Falls at 4 o'clock next Saturday. And then on the 9th of May, I believe it is, they're scheduled to play Sacred Heart. They're now going to play Winnemac earlier in the day at 2:30. Then Winnemac and Sacred Heart will play at about 4:30. And then at around 7 o'clock or so, maybe 6:30, the Pirates will play Sacred Heart. They were scheduled to play at 7, so that was already scheduled. So those are just some of the makeups. And also Pirate Tennis, they're trying to work on getting a match for tomorrow. If they're able to solidify that with Minnewaska, they would play in Fergus Falls. If they get that hammered out, we will let you know as soon as they get that scheduled, if they do. So stay tuned. That spring sports schedule, as we said, it's going to be updated all the time here as they try to get some of those makeup dates. And if you're a Pirate baseball fan, just come to the conclusion, just know they're not going to play all their games. It's just going to be impossible to do that here over the next month. We will take a break. We will be back, and we'll keep you updated. And again, as we said, we'll pass along all the items and the postponements, cancellations, the makeups. We'll pass those along as soon as we get them and they become official. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our local news. Unfortunately, it was a busy weekend for the Crookston Police Department. We'll tell you more about that. It's also a busy night tonight with the school board and the city council and ways and means committees. They're all meeting tonight and a whole lot more. That's coming up next on our noontime news after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Hugo's Family Marketplace is having their Pick 5 for $24.99 meat sale. Choose from 1 3/4 pound boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 24-ounce Hormel Always Tender marinated pork loin fillets, 8-ounce USDA Choice boneless Angus Farms New York strip steak, 1 3/4 pound Hugo's 81% lean triple fresh ground beef, the 1 3/4 pound boneless Hormel Always Tender pork loin roast, plus many more choices of meats. 5 for $24.99.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, on Friday, April 19th, around 5:25 p.m., the Crookston Police Department responded to a report of a male person walking near the public library not wearing any clothing. The person was located but refused to stop or comply with officers' orders. He was quickly arrested without incident but was obviously not aware of his situation as he was yelling comments that didn't make any sense to the officers. Officers later identified him as Luke Anthony Honea, H-O-N-E-A, 49, who lives in the 100 block of South Broadway. This is where he exited an apartment building and was initially observed without clothing. Honea was transported to the Northwest Regional Correction Center and charged with indecent exposure and obstructing the legal process. On Sunday, at about 9:30 a.m., the Crookston Police Department received a report that a 14-year-old male had taken an unknown amount of pills and walked away from his home. After an initial search of the area, the Crookston Police Department requested additional help. The Crookston Fire Department, Polk County Sheriff's Office, and the Minnesota State Patrol assisted in locating the boy about an hour later. He was conscious and alert, but was transported to Riverview Health by the Crookston Ambulance for an evaluation. As we said, it's meeting night tonight. The Crookston School Board will meet at 5 p.m. in the Crookston High School Choir and Orchestra Room. The consent agenda includes the approval of minutes from the March 25th regular meeting and April 3rd special meeting, approval of current bills, acceptance of grants and donations of $1,000 from Brent Reichert to complete the windscreen project at the Crookston High School tennis courts, $1,000 from the Crookston Baseball Association for softball equipment, accept the minutes from the Crookston Education Foundation meeting on March 7th, detailing a donation of $12,737.50, and to approve Northwest Service Co-op and PIEP as the health insurance carriers for the district per HITA. And the PIEP, that's the public employers' health insurance co-op that they buy through. Also on the consent agenda are the following personnel items. Accept the retirement letter from Karen Hansen, a paraprofessional at CHS. Accept a retirement letter from Jackie Lindsay, a paraprofessional at the high school. Accept retirement letter from Donald Cox, boys head soccer coach. Accept the resignation letter from Michelle Hulst, administrative assistant at Highland Elementary School. Accept resignation letter from Andrew Biermeyer, fourth grade teacher at Highland. Accept a resignation letter from Tori Demmer, assistant girls hockey coach. Accept resignation letters from Kristen Alston, English teacher at the high school. Accept a resignation letter from Chelsea Johnson, administrative assistant at the high school. Approve employment with James Brugier as custodian at the high school. Approve employment with Dixie Seeley as sixth grade teacher at Highland School. So a lot of retirements there and some long-serving paraprofessionals and educators there. The main agenda includes a resolution relating to the termination and non-renewal of the teaching contract of Kayla Smith, a probationary teacher, and approve the addition of three-quarters time dean of students position at the Crookston High School for the 2019-20 school year. Approve the change of assignment for instructor Matthew Torgerson from a full-time band instructor to a three-quarters time dean of students at the high school and one-third time, or I guess one-quarter time, band instructor effective next school year. The following report will also be made by the following individuals to the school board: Eric Bubna, principal at the high school; Chris Trosted, principal at Highland; Denise Oliver, the principal at Washington Elementary School; and the superintendent, Jeremy Olson. The Crookston City Council will meet tonight in the council chambers at City Hall at 7 o'clock. The meeting will begin with a proclamation declaring May 2019 as National Oncology Nursing Month. The consent agenda includes approving of the April 8th regular meeting minutes and the April 15th special meeting minutes, a resolution to approve the City of Crookston bills and disbursements in the amount of $200,623.14. There will be a public hearing for a comment on a business subsidy agreement and assumption agreement for the Meadows LLC. The regular agenda includes a resolution approving a business subsidy agreement and assumption agreement with the Meadows LLC, and a resolution approving Short Elliott Hendrickson Incorporated as the airport engineering consultant. The Ways and Means Committee will meet immediately following City Council and the Council Chambers at City Hall. The agenda includes approving the April 8th meeting report, City of Crookston tobacco-free policy, and the Gateway Overlay District Ordinance forwarded by the Planning Commission. Over the weekend, the Polk County Sheriff's Office let us know that Highway 75 north and south of Halstead has been reopened. Highways that remain closed, Highway 1 between North Dakota border and County Road 17 at milepost 3. Business Highway 2, the Sorley Bridge in East Grand Forks. Highway 75 north of Climax. Highway 175 west of Hallock. Highway 220 north of Oslo between Highway 1 and Highway 11. Highway 317 between Highway 220 and the North Dakota border. Highways that have been reopened, Highway 75 north and south of Halstead. Highways that remain open but have had water over the road, Highway 92 north of Zirkle near milepost 71, and Highway 200 between LaPorte and Benedict. On Friday at 5:23 p.m., the Crookston Fire Department responded to an alarm at 111.5 West Robert Street. The pole station had been activated by an unknown person. No danger was found, and the alarm was reset. On Sunday at 10 a.m., they assisted the police department in searching for that missing boy. The Polk County Sheriff's Department on Friday took a report of a vehicle that was submerged in water near the intersection of 390th Street Southwest and 350th Avenue Southwest near the city of Climax. Both these roads were closed in the area due to flooding. The juvenile driver drove around a barrier in a 2006 Chevy Silverado and encountered water over the road. As the driver attempted to continue through the water, it was quickly swept away. The driver was able to exit the vehicle and stand on the roof. The vehicle sank, and the driver was able to climb into a nearby tree. After a short time, the driver was rescued from the tree by friends. The driver did not sustain any injuries. The vehicle is still currently in the water and will be removed once the floodwaters recede. The Sheriff's Office, how many times have they reminded us, and we reminded you, is reminding the public to obey all signs and road closures. There are still multiple roads underwater. The water is moving swiftly in many areas, causing damage to roads. If you see water on a road, do not drive through it. It is unknown how deep the water may be in certain locations. Turn around and find another route. It may take longer, but it's not worth risking your life. There's a report of an accident on the 19th at 3 p.m. at East Robert and North Broadway. A 2006 Jeep Liberty driven by Leah Dufault of Crookston and a 2013 Chevy Express driven by Kyle Hensrud of Crookston. There's no injuries, minor damage to both vehicles. Dufault was cited for failure to stop at a traffic signal. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center announced the arrest of the following: Timothy Lee Johnson, 62, of McIntosh, for a misdemeanor traffic violation, driving after revocation, released on personal recognizance; Andrew Stephen Thomas, 24, of Manoman, for misdemeanor failure to appear; Eric Allen Voltz, 36, of Ada, for felony third-degree criminal sexual conduct, victim 13 to 15, with the actor greater than 24. Luke Anthony Honea, 49, for misdemeanor obstructing the legal process, interfering with a peace officer, and public indecency. Ryan James Woodbury, 43, East Grand Forks, for felony fifth-degree drug possession. Carl Curtis Garou, G-E-R-O-U, 38, of East Grand Forks, for felony fifth-degree possession. Bruce Wayne Ottman, Jr., 35, of Erskine, for felony second-degree burglary of a building containing pharmacy or controlled substances. Scott Michael Blahowski, 59, of Stanchfield, for misdemeanor trespassing, and Melissa Jo Cloutier, 46, of New Richmond, Wisconsin, for misdemeanor trespassing. Polk County Environmental Services will be moving into their new building today. The move comes several months after anticipated due to a number of setbacks, most recently an issue with the concrete floor cracking and pitting. Environmental Services Administrator John Steiner said that the epoxy finish still needed a couple of days to cure after the all-finished concrete came to fix the issue.
We're moving currently right now. Computers are being set up over there. We've got some of the stuff that was in the old building delivered over there. There's a limitation with some of the floor still has to cure yet. We can't roll certain things across there and set things up yet. But we should be able to use 90% of the building on Monday morning.
Polk County reduced the retainage fee, the amount held on to the final payment, to $150,000 last week to allow the contractor to pay some of the subcontractors who are still waiting for payment due to the delays of the building. The remaining retainage includes damages and costs to fix the flooring, explained Steiner.
The builder asked if we would reduce the retainage. The 5% that's held for retainage is the maximum allowed by law. They want to go under that. There's several contractors that didn't work long ago that likely expected they were going to get their money before now because the project was supposed to be done well before now. So we calculate out what was still left on the project and also what might be possible in terms of liquidated damages and some corrective things we had to do.
Now, the transfer station will also receive a rollout bucket for loading recyclables on the tip floor. The bucket will roll forward into the truck instead of a typical bucket moving down and in closer to the operator. That will allow the recyclables to roll out into the truck instead of falling in alongside it. And the cost of that is $27,650 purchased from Ziegler Cat of Crookston. And the Early Childhood Family Education, they're going to be holding their annual Celebrate the Young Child Family Festival Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Crookston High School. More than 20 organizations will have information booths for families with children ages birth to 8. Early Childhood Family Education family educator Gina Gunderson said among the information booths, there will be stations focusing on kindness, social and emotional health, among others.
The festival is titled The Power of Kindness this year, and so we will celebrate our young children. Families with children ages birth to 8 are encouraged to attend. The event consists of community informational booths and many wonderful stations focusing on kindness and our children's social emotional development. Each child will go home with a puppet. Our committee chose to give away puppets as they allow children to experience the feelings of other characters and learn important social behaviors and conversation skills.
Dry Valley will provide transportation, and there will also be a meal with the night's activities.
And the bus will provide free rides to the event, and just to call Dry Valley to get your free ride. And then remember that there is a meal as well. We're serving barbecues and cheese sticks and some fruit, and should be a great time.
To schedule a ride on the bus, call 281-0700. The event is made possible by the Celebrate the Young Child Collaborative, Crookston Early Childhood Summit, and the Otto Bremer Foundation. And to listen to the full Focus on Education interview on the Family Festival, you can look for the story at KROXAM.com, click on News, and then click on that. We have the full interview there. On the obituary desk, Donald R. Nesbig, 76, of Kokomo, Indiana, formerly of Climax in the Buxton, North Dakota area, passed away Sunday at the Villa St. Vincent, or the St. Vincent, excuse me, Hospital in Kokomo. He was born in Crookston, March 29, 1943, the son of Irvin H. and Bernice S. Nesbig. Donald served 4 years in the U.S. Air Force and 2 years with the Air Force Reserve. He retired from General Motors, Delco Electronics, after 30 years of service, and in semi-retirement drove school buses for Kokomo area schools. And Donald is survived by his son, Richard Nesbig, longtime companion, Dana Bollinger, and brothers, Gordon Nesbig and John Nesbig, who is preceded in death by his parents. A funeral service with military honors and Masonic service will be held for Donald Nesbig in Russiaville, Indiana, April 18th. A Masonic graveside interment open to the public will be held at the Ringsocker Lutheran Cemetery in rural Buxton at 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 4th. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Ralph Porter, who was born in 1918 in Donaldson. He enlisted in 1942, and Ralph Porter died while in the service in Alaska on this date in 1943. Now moving on to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, a beautiful day shaping up, sunny skies, 57 degrees. Northwest wind of 3 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 30.19 inches and steady, humidity is at 59%. Sunny skies, 57 right now in downtown Crookston. The sun rose at 6:24, the sun will set at 8:25 for 14 hours and 1 minute of daylight. The record high, 96 degrees, set in 1980. The record low, 17, set in 1909. Year ago high, 63. Year ago low, 37. The average high, 57. The average low, 34. Yesterday's high, 63. Yesterday's low, 45. And we had 15 hundredths of an inch of rain over the weekend. And we're happy to say the Red Lake River level is below flood stage, below 15 feet. And that continues to drop, and we're happy to report that. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be sunny, highs in the mid-60s, north winds of 5 to 15. Get on out and enjoy the sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s, north winds up to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s again, south winds of 5 to 15. Then Tuesday night, it's going to be a very comfortable night, mostly cloudy, lows 45 to 50. Then Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 65 to 70. Thursday, sunny, high 60 to 65. Then it'll start to cool down. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain, lows in the mid-30s. Saturday, cloudy, rain is likely, highs in the mid-40s. And then Sunday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. And we'll do an anniversary week drawing coming up right after this.